Thank you, Sharon. That was well worth the attempt. Welcome to this year's Lammas celebration. Lammas is actually an adaptation of an ancient Celtic celebration of Lunasa. Lunasa was the celebration of the first harvest in midsummer. It was named after the god Lu, that's L-U-G-H, one of the most powerful and popular of the Celtic gods. Ancient peoples, of course, the world over, relied on their gods for help with caring and cultivation of their grains. As with so many other ancient festivals, Lunasa was adopted and changed by medieval Christians to the feast of Lofmas, or Lammas. We're about halfway between summer solstice and fall equinox, and this first of three harvest festivals marks the first cut of grain and the baking of bread from the new grain, hence our bread communion that follows. In the land of the ancient Celts, it was also a popular time to climb the hills and pick berries. Many of those hilltop sites originally visited for berry picking were later taken over by the Catholic Church and turned into pilgrimage sites, such as Croagh Patrick in County Mayo, Ireland. It's considered Ireland's holiest mountain, and pilgrims flock to it on this, the last Sunday of July. Here in the south of modern day, we're not so keen on hiking our hills in the heat of summer, and those of us who live in cities and suburbs are far removed from the amber waves of grain and the first of their harvesting. Yet we recognize those ancient rites in our local fairs and markets, with their rows upon rows of breads and pastries, jams and jellies, paying homage to the first fruits, to the fruits of the first harvest. So we encourage you to celebrate this first harvest, perhaps with some fresh baked bread, preferably with a bowl of berries. And I'm thinking an invocation to the god Lu for some rain would not be amiss. However you choose to celebrate, we hope you enjoy the remaining days of summer as we await the rain and those first few hints of fall.
I'd like to do a short meditation, if everyone would get comfortable. Take a few deep breaths and close your eyes. Imagine that you are living in a small hut in a small area where there may be six or seven other small huts. The floor to your home is dirt. And during the winter, your livestock, perhaps a pig or a cow, share your home with you. Your life is so different from your life here. You have no idea of where you are. You have no idea that over the hill lays another village. You certainly have no idea that you're on a planet that spins and swirls around the sun. You know your tribe, your family, and your gods. In spring, as the sun lingered longer in the sky, you knew it was time to till the earth and plant the seeds you had saved from the last harvest. You and your neighbors plant and toil in the fields, for the success of your planting made all the difference between life and death. If all goes well, the first harvest will come the end of July. The corn, hops, and barley will ripen and are harvested for the making of bread and beer. Remembering the past winter, you, along with your family and neighbors, gather together to celebrate with dancing and laughter and eating from the first harvest table. It was a time for giving thanks, to offer a part of the harvest to the gods who had been so generous this year. When you are ready, you may open your eyes. At the UU World of Children, we say thankfuls before our noonday meals. It seems a simple thing, and often we are amazed at what the children are thankful for. The littlest ones are usually thankful for mom and dad and puppies and kittens. The older children are often thankful for a friend or a cousin. Rain and snow are good things to be thankful for, too. When all else fails, a child may say, I'm thankful for my sandwich, or fruit, or new lunchbox. I have listened to children be thankful for their new underwear, which they proudly show, especially if it has a superhero or a princess on it. I'm really grateful that Maureen established this custom at the school, and hopeful the habit of saying the thankfuls will remain with these children as they grow. As adults, we are so busy, busy, busy with our lives. We often forget to say thank you. We say thank you to our friends and neighbors, but just to be thankful. Meister, I can't remember his last name now, said that the only prayer you ever need to say is thank you, thank you. As part of this Lammas celebration, as we celebrate the first harvest of the season, we're going to take a few minutes to do a thankful. It is good to remember our place in the natural order of things. It gives us an opportunity to recall that we are creatures of the earth, and by this we live and die. Now the following women will pass out the bread, please, for the communion. Susan Cooper, Debbie Plonkey, and someone else was going to pass the bread. Okay, that's Susan Cooper and Debbie. You're it. You and Debbie. Yeah. You're it. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And thank everybody that cut the bread and worked so hard. We did not bake the bread, however. Just hold it in your hand, please. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. It's beautiful as always. Holding the bread in your hand, for the sun and the moon which we did not create, for the rain and warmth we cannot control, we are thankful. For the hands that plant the seeds, the hands that harvest the crops, for those who carry food to market, and for those who bake the bread we eat, we are thankful. For planting time and time of growth, for harvest time and time of rest, we are grateful. We remember how short a time we have to gather all things of beauty and grace to our table, our friends and family, the stranger and our neighbor. And for all of this, we are thankful. For this is what we have, this place, this now, the people who are around us. This is what we have, and for this we offer our thanks. And now is the time to celebrate by the eating of the bread. The bread we now eat is symbolic of the first harvest. It is the fruition of the labors of many and the wonders of all things of nature. We are thankful that we are part of the unending circle of being and so grateful that we have been invited to the table. Blessed be.